Good evening and welcome to the Monday, October 17th, 2011 edition of InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Aaron Dyke sitting in as Alex is away on assignment, but he will join us later in the program to discuss a number of issues via Skype. We also have Jeffrey M. Smith, one of the leading anti-GMO researchers and critics, who will discuss the powerful new film, Scientist Under Attack. But first, an update on what many intelligence experts have called a bad Hollywood script, that is the fake assassination plot that was allegedly to be carried out against a Saudi ambassador. That has now led to huge maneuvers targeted against Iran. U.S. begins huge military maneuvers aimed at Iran, battle-ready troops on standby as tensions rise following dubious assassination plot, drawing us closer and closer to a very dangerous war with Iran that they've been eyeing for some time and what would most likely become a larger war, call it World War III or what you will. Meanwhile, a senior Pakistani intelligence official alleges that Arbabshir, the suspect in the foiled plot to assassinate the Saudi diplomat, was allegedly given papers from Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, and was due to conduct an operation called False Fling for the Mossad. Just another indicator that it may well be completely contrived. We've had on various senior intelligence officials on the Alex Jones Show who've said there was no record of this sting operation carried out by the FBI and DEA in the record books at Justice, and that it was most likely just cooked up for political purposes. In other news, as the violence continues to escalate on the border between U.S. and Mexico, and the details of Operation Fast and Furious continue to emerge, showing the prior knowledge of Justice and ATF officials in cooking that up. We'd like to remind you that the Security and Prosperity Partnership between U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Now, as we know, the SPP agreement for a United North American Union had planned long ago to have a perimeter security and other aspects of integrated border and troop presences, and part of that is the Merida Initiative, a partnership between the U.S. and Mexico, a subset of the larger SPP agreement, which would put troops on both sides of the border from either country specifically targeted at fighting organized crime. So we see this whole drug gang escalation along the border, all the outrageous incidents from beheadings to targeting journalists, really part of a larger provocation to integrate the two countries and also profit off the drug war run by the CIA and other related entities. Just disgusting, but that continues to brew and we'll continue to cover it. In other news, Obama sends 100 U.S. troops to Uganda to help combat Lord's Resistance Army. Now, this would send troops in supposedly just to advise African troops who are already directed under U.S. AFRICOM, and that would include four countries, not just Uganda, but also South Sudan, Central African Republic, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Again, all being directed under U.S. CENTCOM and expanding U.S. troop presence to even more countries. The man of peace, Obama, who is supposedly going to end the wars, has only escalated them, taking us into all kinds of new areas. We'll continue to follow that as well. We also want to talk about Alert. Federal Reserve tries to censor InfoWars video. Now, we've had a request from the Federal Reserve to take down a video Alex shot at the rally in San Antonio at the Federal Reserve branch there that he did about a week ago as he traveled to several Federal Reserve locations, and people began to occupy the Federal Reserve all across the country. And a gentleman spoke on the camera quite willingly, knew that we were media, knew that we were filming and probably going to broadcast it, but has claimed his privacy was violated. That's just an ongoing tactic from the Federal Reserve, who claims you can't even film their buildings, has threatened reporters, including myself, with arrest for filming it from public property. Nowhere near the Federal Reserve. Here right now is the letter we received from YouTube claiming the violation of privacy. The information reported as violating privacy is at I am the individual in the beige shirt and blue jeans answering the questions asked by Alex Jones. Again, this individual came up to the cameras and spoke to Alex willingly, but decided to file a claim afterwards, which could well put the Alex Jones channel in jeopardy. Alex is going to fight that fraudulent claim, though, because he has every right to report on what's going on And we'll win that battle too, we hope. Meanwhile, Obama has endorsed the Occupy Wall Street movement and tried to side with the class warfare going on while Citibank, one of the Wall Street banks who propped up Obama and was given money under the bailout, really entrapped and then arrested several dozen protesters. We have some of that video here, but I've seen it before, and they really even corral in a woman who had already left the premises and who was a bank customer who tried to shut down her account along with other protesters, and on the basis that they were creating a disturbance, rounded them up and arrested them. Let's go to that clip now. Well, I'm sure many of the police understand why the protesters are there, understand the outrages of the banks, but the police you see in this video guarding for the banks really give the police in New York a bad name. We'll hope they'll allow them to have their freedom of speech. And someone has a right to go into a bank and close their account, even if it makes the bank look bad. Now we want to move on and also cover the House bill that would criminalize satire of the TSA. Kurt Nimmo wrote about this on Friday. H.R. 3011, introduced in the House, entitled Transportation Security Administration Authorization Act of 2011, which really targets any kind of parody of the TSA, any usage of the Transportation Security Administration name, or even the initials TSA in various types of media, and it names them at length here. Ridiculous attempt to intimidate critics of the TSA, of which there are certainly many, just as they try to tell people they're not allowed to film these unconstitutional checkpoints and on and on. We have a clip here of some of the stuff that may be outlawed if this bill were to become law.
TSA agents are ready and standing by to give you a little something extra to feel thankful about this holiday season.
The TSA.
What are you waiting for? I want to check under your testicles.
Full pat-downs. Body scans. How can you preserve your God-given American right to privacy? Introducing Flying Pasties. Just put these soft, pliable panels inside your undies and keep prying eyes from spying on your privates.
TSA, TSA, groping away. Oh, my fun, it is too far, I first will get away. Oh, TSA, TSA, groping away.
And, of course, it's not just satire either. Some of those video clips were for actual products who are critical of the TSA and trying to appeal to consumers who don't want to be spied on and looked under their clothes and body scanners and the rest of it. And it's just outrageous. So we'll keep an eye on that issue. In other news, while most of the GOP candidates give lip service to conservatives and others who know that budget cuts have to take place in order to rein in the huge economic problems we face, Ron Paul has issued specifics on his economic plan, including plans to eliminate the Departments of Education, Energy, and others, as well as $1 trillion in cuts and a symbolic but important cut of his own presidential pay were he to become president. You can see some of the quotes there. He would freeze spending to 2006 levels. The EPA would see a 30% cut, and the FDA would see a 40% cut. Foreign aid would be zeroed out immediately, as he would bring home the troops, as he's often talked about, for years. He'd also take an axe to the Pentagon budget and reduce corporate income tax to 15%, eliminate capital gains and dividend taxes, and allow for repatriation of overseas capital. And that's key as well, because the tax laws have driven so many of these businesses overseas, further undermining the U.S. economy. So it's very hopeful that Ron Paul has put out this message, but will the media continue to ignore Ron Paul's very existence, as they have already, while they prop up people like Herman Cain and his fraudulent 999 plan, the former Federal Reserve Kansas City chairman? Also, we want to talk about, mention again what Mike Adams covered last week, the natural breakfast cereals, deceptively using the name natural, but loaded with pesticides and GMOs. And of course, many of the brands that are listed in the article up at naturalnews.com, also posted on Infowars.com, are part of the big agro businesses that are part of the GMO business anyway. So we wanted to bring that up and throw to a clip. A trailer, really, from Scientists Under Attack, a powerful new film exposing the manipulation to hide the GMO problem from the American people.
Our discovery that we were finding transgenic corn maybe 1,000 miles from the nearest legal transgenic corn field was a huge problem for them, because it really showed very simply and with real evidence that they really did not have control.
No one gets up in the morning saying, I want to go buy a genetically engineered food. They offer no benefits, no more nutrition, no more flavor, no nothing. They only offer risks.
His brilliant design showed that it wasn't the insecticide that caused the problems. It was somehow the process of creating the genetically engineered potato.
They asked me, would you eat it? I said, no, certainly not the GM potatoes we worked on. If I could avoid it, I would certainly avoid it.
The next morning, Arpad Pusztai was fired after 35 years and silenced with threats of a lawsuit.
They did not want people to have that knowledge and not want them to have that choice. So this isn't just a story about science. It's a story about knowledge, democracy, and freedom of choice.
They should not use our fellow citizens as human guinea pigs.
Virtually every food that you consume, including you in Germany, has some genetically modified product in it, okay, whether it's soybeans or corn.
So remember that the animal that has been fed on GM has been changed. Now, when you are eating that animal fed on GM, you will be eating a different animal.
For more on Scientists Under Attack, we go now to Jeffrey M. Smith, one of the main contributors of the film and a consummate leading GMO researcher in his own right. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Well, Scientists Under Attack is an amazing, it's kind of a look at what's happening all over the country and all over the world with scientists who dare to investigate the health dangers or any aspect of genetically modified foods not ordained by big biotech companies like Monsanto.
Right. And I've read that the film itself discusses how most of the studies are generated from Monsanto or other leading GMO producers in the first place. How do we get towards independent science, and how important is that?
Well, independent science for this product, genetically modified crops, is absolutely essential. I mean, we're feeding the products of an infant science to the entire population and planting them outdoors where they cross-pollinate, and the self-propagating pollution of the gene pool is permanent. We have no technology to fully clean it up. So the genes we release today can outlast the effects of global warming and nuclear waste. But if you actually look at the research that they do, it's completely superficial. It's tobacco science. I was talking to Dr. Arpad Pusztai, who's featured in this film, Scientists Under Attack, and he actually was supposed to create the testing protocol for GMOs that was going to be implemented in EU law to evaluate all GMOs approved in Europe. And he discovered that GMOs were inherently unsafe and was fired from his job after 35 years, silenced with threats of a lawsuit. We'll go into that. But I asked him, what was your most shocking moment? And it wasn't being fired from his job. It wasn't discovering the massive damage to the rats that were fed supposedly harmless genetically modified potatoes. The most shocking moment in his life was actually reading the superficial, flimsy studies, and these were his words, superficial, flimsy, poor studies done by the biotech industry, including Monsanto, to get their foods on the market. He said to me, it was a turning point in my life, Jeffrey. I realized what I was doing and what they were doing was diametrically opposed. I was doing safety studies, but these companies, the biotech companies, were doing as little as possible to get their foods on the market as quickly as possible. So he knew that the crops on the market might be causing the same kind of massive damage to his rats, the potentially precancerous cell growth in their digestive tract, smaller brains, livers, and testicles, partial atrophy of the liver, damaged immune system, because he discovered that those problems did not come from the particular gene that was inserted into the potato, but it was based on the generic process of genetic engineering, and that he had used the same process that the biotech industry uses to genetically engineer its foods, and that none of these problems that he found in his rats would ever be discovered and identified in the superficial and flimsy science that they use to get their crops on the market.
Well, if you could elaborate that on a little, I know some of the studies are only 90 days or so, not nearly long enough to show some of the effects. What specifically are we talking about that makes these studies so flimsy and superficial?
Well, yes, the time is one thing. Second, they confound the design to make it really difficult to find something that's statistically significant. I'll give you an example. In Monsanto's 1996 Journal of Nutrition study, which Arpad Pusztai told me that everyone in his team knew it was rigged to avoid finding problems. They basically, and it was other subsequent peer-reviewed studies, have used that as an example of poor science. They diluted the feed, so they only had 1/12 the amount of protein as the GM soy. So there's almost no GM soy in the supposed feeding study. They added too much protein so that any protein inefficiencies or deficiencies would have been masked out. They used older animals instead of the young, fast-growing ones. See, we older adults, we use food mostly as energy, whereas young, fast-growing bodies take the nutrition and form their systems and their organs. And so that's why they use fast-growing young animals in general nutrition studies, and that's apparently why Monsanto chose older animals so they wouldn't show any problem. When they wanted to show compositional differences, they wanted to show that the composition of GM and non-GM were the same, they basically picked crops grown in wide variety of conditions to make as much background noise as possible. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to grow in side-by-side equivalent conditions. They had one place that they did that. They referred to it in the study, but completely left out the data. That data was then recovered from the archives of the journal and made public. It turns out the reason why Monsanto did not release the full data from their study was it because it showed that their genetically modified soy, when cooked, had as much as 7 times the amount of a known allergen and about twice the amount of an anti-nutrient, something that blocks the absorption of nutrients. So when they find problems, they leave it out. And when they conduct their studies, they design it so that it's very difficult to find statistical significance. There was one study done by another company. It was Aventis. And they found that twice the number of chickens died when they ate their genetically modified corn. But the study was designed so poorly that even a doubling of the death rate was not statistically significant.
Outrageous. Now, talk about some of the findings that have been shown in the independent studies. I know they've been correlated over the years.
Well, let's do it in the terms of scientists under attack, because I think it's interesting to stick to contrast what these scientists have found and the reaction by the biotech industry. We'll start already with Arpad Pusztai, since we're almost there. He took potatoes genetically engineered to produce an insecticide and fed them to one group of rats. A second group of rats got non-GM potatoes, and a third group of rats got non-GM potatoes, plus their diet was spiked with the same insecticide that the GM potato produced. But only the rats that ate the genetically modified potato got hurt. So it was not the insecticide. It was somehow the process of genetic engineering that caused the massive collateral damage in the DNA of the crops, which caused some kind of toxin or some real problem or set of problems in the potato. And when he discovered the issue, he was invited to go on television and speak. He was given permission from his director. And when he spoke on TV, he was a hero at his prestigious institute. The director took over all of the media, declared his research, world class and life changing and all that. And then two phone calls were placed by the UK Prime Minister's office, forwarded through the receptionist to the director. And the next day, that same director, who the day before was praising Arpad Pusztai, fired him after 35 years and silenced him with threats of a lawsuit. Another study, which was talked about in Scientists Under Attack, Irina Ermakova. She fed genetically modified soy, the same soy grown on 93% of the acreage of soy in the United States, fed soy flour to female rats starting 2 weeks before they got pregnant. More than half of their babies died within 3 weeks. The babies were also smaller and could not reproduce. This compared to a death rate of only 10% when the mothers were fed non-GM soy. So what happened with her is, she was immediately attacked by the biotech industry. She released it as preliminary evidence, saying, please repeat this study. It's inexpensive. It's easy. It's a shocking. It's astounding. Please provide finances so we can take the preserved organs and do a proper analysis. She never got her repetition. She never got her money. She was vilified. She was set up by Nature Biotechnology, which pretended that she was going to be getting her own essay in their magazine. And what it was a setup so that these probiotic scientists could attack her with meaningless criticisms. She told me after we spoke at the EU Parliament that documents were stolen and burnt on her desk. Samples were stolen from her laboratory. One of her colleagues tried to comfort her by saying, well, maybe the GM soy will solve the overpopulation problem. So that's the Russia. Now, 5 years later, another senior scientist at the Russian Academy of Sciences also dared to do GMO research on GM soy, feeding GM soy to hamsters over 2 years. By the third generation, most lost the ability to have babies. Some had hair growing in their mouths, and the death rate, the infant mortality rate, was 4 to 5 times. Now, this was supposed to be published 2 months after their announcement in April of 2010, and we haven't seen anything yet. So we're wondering if they've also been stifled. There's other studies. For example, a French team, they actually got hold of the raw data from Monsanto studies, which are usually submitted in secret to regulatory agencies. And so it's complete junk science, but the regulatory agencies are these companies' own minions, and so they just rubber stamp whatever they're given. But these scientists, through a lawsuit and leaked documents, were able to get the actual rat studies that Monsanto conducted on three of their corn varieties. When Monsanto said the rats passed with flying colors, but when the scientists reanalyzed the data with proper statistics, they found signs of toxicity in the liver and kidneys. Then they looked at all 19 studies on soy and corn that had been published and found that there were signs of toxicity throughout in the liver and kidneys of rats, and that there was a greater incidence in one organ with males and a different organ with females, suggesting hormonal influences, which can be very serious. And of course, they were attacked. Dr. Seralini was called names by another scientist, and he decided to fight back. What he did is he actually sued the scientist that was attacking him and sued him for libel and won in a French court. Now, most of the attacks that we see are done verbally. They're professional setups. Ignacio Chapella, for example, who's in the film Scientists Under Attack, he was denied tenure and then had to fight back with lawsuits. There was a fake people that were posting things on the internet that actually were traced back to the Monsanto and their PR company. So they were just posting as a fake scientist to try and get trouble for Ignacio Chapella. So most of the attacks are verbal, or they try and get the professional organization to censure the scientists. But there was a physical attack in Argentina, which was just horrible. There was a guy named Andreas Carrasco, and he discovered that Roundup, which is the herbicide by Monsanto, which is used on most of the genetically modified crops, turns out to be related to birth defects. He'd been hearing these stories of the indigenous people being sprayed by Roundup next to the soy fields and complaining of there was a fourfold increase in birth defects over the decade and a threefold increase in cancer. So he took minute amounts of Roundup and injected into embryos of chicken and frogs, and sure enough, they had the same birth defects that were being complained about by these indigenous people. Well, certainly he was attacked verbally, and four aggressive people showed up at his laboratory and tried to interrogate him. But when he tried to speak in a suburb actually in a rural area outside of Buenos Aires, an organized group, a mob of about 100, physically attacked him and his party. He was able to make it into his car, and they beat his car for 2 hours. But some of his friends were not so lucky. One was knocked unconscious, and one ended up paralyzed. And this was a horrible experience from someone. He said he wasn't discovering something new. It's been in the literature.
Right.
And that, yeah.
And we're talking about Scientists Under Attack. It is at the InfoWars store, and it's bundled with your other great work, too, Jeffrey M. Smith, as well as films like The World According to Monsanto. Now, I want to get into also, let's talk about some of the revolving door issues. People like Michael Taylor from Monsanto inside the U.S. government, at the FDA. How much does that factor into the suppression of these studies, or do you believe that is a factor?
It's a full-court press by the biotech industry on the regulators, on the media, on the academic institutions, on the land-grant universities, on the extension agents. It's completely unprecedented, and they have an amazing power all over the world. It's eroding now, but it's still awesome, and I've seen it as I travel to 33 countries. The role of Michael Taylor is a perfect example, and it explains why we can't trust the FDA in its policies on GMOs. Michael Taylor was in charge of policy at the FDA when their GMO policy came out. So he was the person that directed that policy. And if you read the documents made public from a lawsuit, you can find scientists complaining because every single rewrite of the policy shows that their complaints and concerns about GMOs were systematically removed. And one person said, what's become of this document? It's basically a political document. It has no science in it, and it has no attention to the unexpected side effects. You see, the overwhelming consensus among the scientists at the FDA were that GMOs were inherently dangerous and could create allergies, toxins, new diseases, and nutritional problems. They urged over and over to their superiors to require long-term study. But the policy came out and said, we don't see any real significant difference with GMOs. It's so similar to other foods, no testing is necessary. They said no labeling is necessary. They said companies like Monsanto that make most of the GMOs, they told us that PCBs were safe. They lied. They told us that DDT and Agent Orange were safe. They lied. But now they can tell us whether their GMOs are safe and not even tell the FDA. Now, it turns out Michael Taylor was Monsanto's former attorney, and after he presided over the policy, he went to the USDA and worked on biotech issues and then became Monsanto's vice president. And now the Obama administration put him in as the U.S. food safety czar. So we have the fox guarding the hen house, and we have people from Monsanto telling us that Monsanto will protect us. We should trust Monsanto. However, I talked to one Monsanto scientist, and he's a former Monsanto scientist. He said he saw problems in safety studies on Monsanto's crops. It was from his friends who were doing the studies. And instead of withdrawing the crops that were causing the harm to the animals, they simply rewrote the study so it would appear to be less harmful. He said three of his colleagues at Monsanto were doing safety studies on bovine growth hormone. They found so much IGF-1 in the milk, which is linked to cancer, these three scientists refused to drink milk thereafter unless it was organic. One bought his own cow because they refused to eat the products that were affected by Monsanto's own genetically modified drug.
Now, Jeffrey, we know some of these effects can take as long as the third generation to show up in the rat studies. Now, if that happens in humans, is there a plausible deniability for Monsanto and the other responsible parties? What's going to happen when this starts to affect large sectors of the population down the road?
Well, first of all, you're assuming it's going to be down the road. I interviewed a pediatrician this morning, and she's describing new ailments that she hasn't seen before that have been on the rise in the last 10 to 15 years. She's very worried that GMOs are a major contributor to the autism spectrum explosion, to the food allergies, to the enormous problems with digestion in the young, in the babies, and in the whole new generation. When GMOs were introduced in 1996, 7% of us in America had at least three chronic illnesses. and that jumped to 13% in just 9 years. Reproductive problems have gone up. Food allergies have gone up. Gastrointestinal problems have gone up. When you look at the animal feeding studies, as the American Academy of Environmental Medicine did, they said these are the problems that are associated with the animals. Reproductive problems, immune system problems, accelerated aging, organ damage, gastrointestinal problems, as well as dysfunctional regulation of insulin and cholesterol. So they said all doctors should prescribe non-GMO diets to every patient. But yes, there is deniability built into the system because there's no labeling. So people can't say, I took the non-GM product, and I took the GM product and got sick, then I went back to the non-GM product. It's too difficult for that. And that's one of the key reasons why they're so intent on not labeling. Mm-hmm. Another reason is that they know that most Americans say they would avoid GMOs if they were labeled. And so it would be the death knell of GMOs if labeling comes about.
Wow. Well, I know there's so much more to talk about, but we thank you for joining us for now. The film is Scientists Under Attack, and it's at the InfoWars online store, along with a lot of other powerful anti-GMO information. Alex Jones is coming up via Skype in just a moment. But I want to remind you, the November 3rd Money Bomb is coming up, and we really need your support. The InfoWars Nightly News, along with the entire InfoWars operation, is not corporate funded. It's funded by patriots who care about getting the word out. So we'll hope you will contribute and help us continue to spread the word, grow, and reach the people we need to turn this thing around. We'll be right back after this.
If you believe in this information and want to support its viral spread, go to the InfoWars store at InfoWars.com. We've got the new G.I. Joe InfoWars t-shirts. We've got the incredible Pro-Pure gravity-fed filters available at InfoWars.com in the store. We've got a new DVD, Scientists Under Attack, the Don't Tread on Me flag. We've got all sorts of different bumper stickers to help spread the rebellion virally. It's all there, wristbands, citizen rule books in every order. Order online at InfoWars.com today. The water filters, the canteens, it's all there. InfoWars.com.
And we are back on the InfoWars Nightly News. We're joined now by host Alex Jones with breaking information. Alex, what do you want to hit first?
Well, Aaron, I've got a laundry list of issues here. Obama embracing Occupy Wall Street, the potential of bank runs, banks arresting people across the country. When I first saw these videos, I couldn't believe it. Now it's a phenomenon nationwide. People trying to get their money out, protesting Wall Street that way, are met by the police. It doesn't just cost $5 to get money out of Bank of America now. Your own money now, getting your money out, period, is illegal with some of these banks like Citibank. Also, the Iran war situation, the buildup for that, the Federal Reserve attempted censorship of InfoWars video. I'm down here at the U.S. Mexico border. Incredible breaking news and some big developments on the Mitt Romney front. I know earlier you did the piece on the TSA legislation that I've read, and it says movies, TV, if you play the part of a TSA agent, you'll go to jail. That's unprecedented. And it clearly says that you can't use their image unless they authorize it, which is a violation of the First Amendment. Parody of government and corporations and prominent people is one of the most protected forms of speech. I mean, I just threw out some of the topics I want to get into, Aaron. What do you want to cover first?
Well, we were talking about Wall Street before, and clearly there has been a move to co-opt it from the Obama and Democratic factions, just as we saw 4 years ago with the Tea Party.
Well, there has been. And 3 weeks ago, we saw this, but tried to give it some time to make sure our worst fears weren't correct. We put out the option. We said clearly Democratic operatives put the call out for this, but grassroots people showed up. MoveOn.org, the White House people, they're all there. The union's trying to take it over. I said, let's hope that doesn't happen. But for simply pointing out that there was an attempted takeover, we were decried by Democratic Party operatives who were basically posing as independents. And how dare you, you right-wing extremist, claim this is Democrat run. Kind of like when we pointed out that the Ron Paul started Tea Party was being infiltrated by Republicans. Republican hacks were like, shut up, dirty commie. Go back to Soros. Well, now we're like, hey, George Soros is involved in the left wing taking this over. They're like, shut up, right wing filth. Why don't you go back and get your orders from the Pope or whatever they make up. So all of that is going on. And I'm sitting here looking at it as Obama and the head of the Federal Reserve and the head of the Dallas Fed and the Clintons all come out and say, we love you. We agree with you. If you go to InfoWars.com, the big graphic Nemo's got up there says, we are the 99% redistribution or revolution. And that's exactly what the Federal Reserve on the left wants. On the right, Herman Cain from the Federal Reserve wants all these new VAT and sales taxes to raise taxes to pay it to them. But they're promising kind of their rabble that, more collectivism, you'll live better. But collectivism never delivers that. So this is class warfare being invoked by the Obama administration in everyone's face right now, and trying to play the American people off against each other. So they branded Tea Party as Republican, even though it was truly grassroots and informed in its beginning. And they branded this as liberal, and it's become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And now Obama's like, get them, get out there. That's his reelection strategy, is posed as anti-Wall Street corruption when he is a pure creature of that, just like George W. Bush or John McCain was, to play the part of anti-establishment and promise them their free cars, free houses that his supporters asked for when they first voted for him, if they'll just raise taxes on the rich people. And who's leading the call for that? Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and others who are tax-free, tax-exempt, and the big mega banks that want to get rid of their hereditary enemy, the middle class. So it is on. But now it's completely naked and admitted it is a redistribution, October Bolshevik-type deal. That's why they launched it in October. That's what it's all about. And it's about branding all revolution now in America about collectivism, just like the banksters always fund communism as the answer to them in third world countries, because that's a system they're not really afraid of. Then they can also oppose it in their whole staged economy. They don't want you discussing crony anti-free market monopoly men waging war against free market and private property and paying the unwashed masses, as the globalists call them, the useful idiots, chicken feed to be their cannon fodder of dependence to wage war against the rest of the producing class. So that's what's happening here. And now we've seen people actually protesting where it's smart to protest inside the big six mega banks that are the shareholders, the private Federal Reserve, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan. And I first saw one of these at Citibank over the weekend and couldn't believe it. And now there's just dozens of videos where people show up and say, I want my money. And cops just pour in and drag their butt out. And you're like, you're not getting your money. And every time you try to take it out with your $400 limit on ATM, we're going to charge you five smackers. So it's serious. No, they want to endorse the Occupy Wall Street that just sits around in parks and gives, demonstrating the look of teenagers having sex and defecating, you know, on the parkland, so that none of us will just come together and say we're against corrupt elements of Wall Street being government-backed and taking our tax money in bailouts. That's the long and short of it, just like we told people that they were going to, you know, have a military action in Libya, and we were proven right. And it lasted months, not days, and it's still ongoing, and got criticized for that. It's a revolution in Libya. How dare you not be for it? Just like we watched the West overthrow their old dictator Mubarak. How dare you not be for what's happening in Egypt? It's beautiful. Now the military dictatorship's cracked down 10 times harder. You know, how dare you not be for the overthrow of and war with Iran? You must serve them, a secret Ayatollah. No, I just don't want World War III. So we're right over and over again. And that's why we're so demonized and attacked, because, Aaron, we are the tip of the spear.
Yeah. And we've been attacked again on the YouTube format, as you know. I don't know if you want to get into that now or discuss
your
Iran
war. Now, and then I'll get into the whole Iran situation.
Yeah. So, as you know, they've tried to block our video, Alex. What's the latest on that?
Okay, I got a call Saturday morning. Sunday night, we got one of these privacy violations, and those can shut you down outright. It says in their rules, it's the equivalent of, you know, a hidden video in a women's restroom or something. And we watch the video, and the Federal Reserve doesn't say, they just say the video violates the privacy. And we can show a copy of that notice that we got up on screen here. And then I basically decided not to roll over to it, and I did some checking. Even though they come up and say it's our private property, their expanded sidewalk, they came out. There's no perception of privacy. It's a public interest situation. I covered that in earlier videos I shot, and I just decided to throw the gauntlet down to the Federal Reserve, because YouTube said you can either remove this and then there's not a danger of losing your channel. Or we're going to review it in 48 hours, and if we find it, it could be a strike or removal. And I've just made the decision, even though there's 145 million views on the channel, you know, most major city TV stations don't have that many viewers in a year. And that's repeat viewers, one of over 300 million views we have on different YouTube channels, conservatively on YouTube. It's an important part of our outreach. But if they were trying to shut me down speaking on a street corner, I would consider legal action if I was talking to five people. It's the principle of the matter. And they are trying to shut down our YouTube channel. We've had a lot of other groups trying it as well. All of the great videos that have millions of views and hundreds of thousands of views on the bin Laden killing being fake, on food, the ultimate secret, on brain-eating vaccines, all those really iconic videos, people should be downloading those, copying them to their sites, saving them. I mean, we have the whole InfoWars nightly news format for PrisonPlanet.tv members. But then on all the other video platforms where the show leaks out to, which we appreciate, we actually like that. We post it on our own YouTube channel a day or so after. We reach a few million people a week with that, and it's growing. We want to reach tens of millions. That's the goal, and we couldn't do it without listeners supported. So we're ready for more and more censorship. I mean, you know, the TSA saying they've got the big domain register globally coming out and saying no judge, no jury, no nothing. They just want to shut down any website they want. Selective internet kill switch. It's all here. And this really has caused a firestorm. Hundreds of thousands of views now of the videos up on the YouTube channel where I talk about this. And it's only caused the video they tried to censor to get an additional 100,000 views in just the last few days. And we've tried to figure out what it is that makes them so upset that they would try to have it removed. And I think it's that you have the combo of the Dallas fence they put up, and they say private property, stay off. And then you've got the cop coming up and agreeing with us when I say, looks like a federal building. You know, they say they're federal, but now they're saying they're not. This should be investigated. And the cop laughs and smiles and shakes my hand. It's that image of the police and the public and authority figures going, yeah, what is this hoax? I mean, just 10 years ago, they'd say you were a kook if you said it was private. Some people say, well, it's like Federal Reserve, like Federal Express or Federal Ammunition, Alex. What's the problem with it having federal in its name? They've always masqueraded as a government agency. They've had their goons come 1,500 feet, we've now measured it, in Kansas City to threaten you with firearms on their sides to leave and not film them from a half mile away or whatever, a quarter mile away, or they would get you. Just pure color of law garbage. It's out of control. So I've let the Federal Reserve know. And they kept their complaint in. They haven't revoked it, but YouTube hasn't taken that video down or our channel down, and we haven't gotten an answer.
Even though that individual knew you were filming and came up to you. That individual knew you were filming and came up to you and spoke to you willingly out in a public arena.
Well, exactly. I mean, out there in the no man's land where their sidewalk is, and came out and talked to us. I mean, the point is, it's public interest too. Like when the news media goes and bangs on a door and the mother comes to the door and they say you haven't vaccinated your child, the newsroom authorizes that because it's seen under precedent as public interest, even though it's the, you know, the media out there pushing people to get shots. In their view, it's public interest, so they're going to show it. It's not like we were inside the Federal Reserve or something. But again, it's a commons area. That's why you can go in a bank or a grocery store shooting video until they tell you to stop. But this was outside, in kind of a commons area where their sidewalk ran into the main sidewalk. And we made the joke of, hey, it's private property. And then they just tried to twist that. But yeah, I've talked to the lawyer and the lawyer said, yes, I was correct. There's no way they'd win at this. So I've thrown the gauntlet down and I'm telling them, leave us alone. So that's basically, what's happening on that front. It shows you how scared they are though, that there's this admission that they're private while they're masquerading in what looks like fake federal buildings. And they try to build their buildings right next to other federal buildings. It's all part of this masquerading. And now under the European Union dictatorship, they're actually setting up where the private European Central Bank actually is the government. That's their final goal, is pure private corporate governance with a throng of jellyfish that are on government dole serving them and menacing the rest of us that work on the North Korean style plantations.
Yeah, I agree. It's layers of maybe one layer of accountable government, the rest unaccountable. Now, on the backdrop of this whole Fast and Furious scandal, itself kind of an Iran-Contra thing, we see this provocation to beat the drum wars for another Iran war using this hoax, this FBI sting operation, Alex. What's developed in the past few days as you've been investigating near the border?
Well, even as national media has pointed out, this whole Fast and Furious is the tip of the iceberg. The part the media that CBS broke, the truth that was already out in federal documents, was a distraction. A purposeful distraction, like a mother mockingbird acting like its wings broken. For folks that don't live around mockingbirds, if they've built a nest by your house or in the bush by your business or whatever, when you're going into work or whatever, the mockingbird will flop around on the ground acting like its wings broken so that you won't go over to its eggs. And that's exactly what's gone on here, is that it started coming out in the last 6-8 months in federal court documents in Texas and Illinois and other areas, and we've done countless reports on this at InfoWars.com and PrisonPilot.com and here on the Nightly News. If you're a new viewer, you can go pull all this up. But it's in mainstream news that Sinaloa was authorized to ship cocaine in. So was Los Zetas, trained at U.S. military bases, Fort Bragg, Fort Benning. And that the CIA, FBI, DEA, 8 different agencies are involved in this. Border Patrol, ATF's only one small part. ATF's role was to do the fake gun buys at gun shops to blame the Second Amendment. But really, they were shipping tens of thousands of guns, 2,000 at a pop, directly to cartels to have them then kill each other. And then so there'd be less competition to jack up the overall price. So the major U.S. Federal Reserve banks got larger amounts of goodies, larger amounts of liquid cash flowing into them. And this is all in the documents and different cartel heads that are busted. Mexico's kind of getting tired of it. They'll bust them. They'll ship them back to the U.S., you know, to face the trial or whatever, in the case of the Sinaloa guy from Texas. And they'll declare national security in the trial. And the U.S. government will admit, yeah, national security. So this is all going on. And I'm down here in Brownsville right now on the border investigating this and talking to locals. They're scared. They've got helicopter attacks, shootouts, miles into the border, right next to football stadiums, while high school football, junior varsity's going on. They're kidnapping people, murdering people, killing citizens. The police literally, basically have yellow stripes down their backs, bigger than what's in the middle of the highway, just grovel. That's the ones that are just writing citizens' tickets for that bit of mordido or beak dipping or small biting kickbacks. The rest of the cops, Border Patrol, are all on the narcotics payroll, and it's just a giant free-for-all of pure evil down here. And they've got giant FEMA camps they've built that they're priming with illegals, mainly from South America. The Mexicans are just let in, and I covered that on the radio extensively today. But it is just bizarre. Also, just a mass psychology example. While I'm down here, I took the family to the beach yesterday, and I noticed everybody was coughing and couldn't breathe. And I said, something's been dumped in the ocean, or there's a red tide. And I said, looks kind of like a red tide. It's brown out there. And I'd go up and ask folks and say, yeah, we're coughing, but, you know, it can't be anything. Well, I got on my iPhone and typed in red tide, South Texas, and I got that there's a record bad red tide with this neurotoxin coming out as this algae mass produces, and there's all these giant dead fish now washing up today. But I would go into the hotel and go talk to people, and they'd be like, it's no problem. Nothing's happening. There was this denial, and then I would tell people, hey, look out. You can get sick when you go out there. It can kill people, asthmatics, and they would laugh at me until today when it was on the news, and now it exists. So it's just like the GMO soft kill or the mercury in the shots and the autism going from 1 in 30,000 25 years ago, or no, 1 in 25,000 30 years ago to 1 in 58 in 2010. It's like 1 in 20-something in South Korea where the vaccination rate's high. It doesn't matter because it's incremental, and people will just accept it. You probably could have had thousands dropping dead out there yesterday, and if the news didn't tell them, I was the bad man for warning people. But as soon as it was in the mainstream media today, there it is out of the Valley Star, red tide. And it says, health advisory issued, toxic bloom spreads. Here's another one. As soon as it was admitted, again, online last night, it was on the Fishery Service and Coast Guard were admitting it. But still, I was trying to show people on the iPad, iPhone, and it was just, you know, wasn't true. It had to be mainstream media, not a fellow slave warning them. They're like coughing and wheezing red eyes. I'm like, don't go out to the beach. It's a really bad red tide. I mean, I was out there swimming and my kids couldn't breathe. And I said, we better get out of here. And, Richard Reeves is traveling down here with us. And he was like, yeah, it's some kind of toxin. It's some kind of toxin. Look at all the dead fish. But there were people walking around us going, I don't know what you're talking about, because the media didn't tell them. Your house could be on fire. And if Janet Napolitano isn't there to wipe your hind end, some people would sit there in the flames because their God government didn't tell them. Look at this. The red tide invades. Officials, various algae blooms plague South Padre Island. In the photo, you can see one of the giant fish there that's dead. So just an example of mass psychology going on there, my friend.
You wanted to talk about Mitt Romney too, Alex.
Yes, I mean, these are some of the articles up on InfoWars.com and Featured News. I mean, the incredible news we report every day. I'm so honored to be here bringing this information to people, and I hope viewers and people realize how hard it is to do all this research and bring you this intel and how addicted to liberty and freedom we are. But I guess we are the number one alternative media news source out there now. So I guess you do realize that. But we've got to go to the next level here. Obama's great African military safari. They're invading all these different countries now. They're going into Uganda, you name it. There's mass UN murder programs going on where they just mow everybody down for carbon tax sinks. I mean, it's just pure green genocide. They're announcing the Green Helmet Brigades coming in. I mean, it's just total Twilight Zone as the Peace Prize warlord sups on blood. UN forces are in Honduras and places, mass slaughtering, that's in the news, supping on blood. Liberals are dancing with glee. The pleasure is so good. Of course, they'll be conned and run over as well, but that's part of the celebration of weakness and being an idiot. Continuing, Romney gets advice from Obama's creepy science czar, John P. Holdren. It turns out his top advisor calling for carbon taxes is John P. Holdren. Well, of course. I mean, he's for abortion. He's for gun grabbing. He's for socialist health care. He wrote it, and it's a sacrament to the Republican mainline people. They love being conned. They love being hurt. It's like a demonic infestation or something. It's a mental thing where being conned and ripped off is cute and fun, and Herman Cain's running around promoting giant new taxes to pay the Federal Reserve everything, and mainline Republicans are praising him and worship fest as the Federal Reserve exsanguinates and destroys society. Just total bedlam. Operation Gladio was returned. Kurt Nemo writes, government-sponsored terror to get us into a war with Iran. Fake terror plots. Could Obama's class warfare cause a run on the banks? That's part of the plan there. Paul Joseph Watson. CIA is advertising and it's taking over your local police department. It's totally illegal, but they want to urinate on you and dominate you and let you know this is theirs. And they're going to sell cocaine and heroin to your children. And when they use it, they're going to put them in a private prison owned by mega banks that brought the drugs in to begin with. I mean, it's just subtle, savage, criminal evil and a huge domesticated public. Just, help us, government. I mean, just wanting to be enslaved. And we will implode like Mexico or North Korea. That's what the public wants. They beg for it 24/7. Oh, please, Mr. President, give me a free car and house. 999. Herman Cain saved me with new taxes. It's so conservative. I know I'm kind of ranting here because I just did 3 hours on my own show and I'm just sick of it all. But that's basically a lot of the news. Yeah, here's some fish kill video that Richard shot. I don't know if you can see that, but it's, you know, we ought to get all these photos. Let's go take some photos right now if we can handle it and get it off to a Kurt Nemo, and then we can have a big story on this. I mean, hell, that's usually Drudge linkage and Drudge love whenever, you know, fish die anywhere. And I think this is pretty interesting. By the way, fish are dying in the bay, which doesn't normally have red tide. Red tide, my behind. There is some brown tide out there. Look at the dead fish. Good Lord, Richard. I bet that smells really good. That's my luck. I take the family on a 4-day working vacation down to the Texas coast, and there's just millions of dead fish everywhere. Those aren't dead fish. They love the government. Oh. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm a slave that even being able to talk is now a conspiracy theory. You don't like tyranny? You're a conspiracy theorist. All right, Aaron, I've been ranting here. I just want to say there's a lot of lovely things in life. I love the wonderment of life. I love the beauty of life. And good people can stand up to this. But I get a little bit cynical sometimes with satire just to illustrate how much we've put up with, how much bull. I mean, they're doing giant geoengineering, spraying barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and radioactive isotopes on the public. I told people for years they're putting radioactive isotopes in the water. Now it's on the news, but they say we don't know where it's coming from. It's in the damn fluoride. I mean, all of this is happening, and I just wanted to say thank you to the crew, our sponsors, who are the listeners and subscribers to PrisonPlanet.tv. But there, I've basically ranted and raved. America's giving into total fear. The Mexican cartels working for the Mexican government are conscripting the public to work for them. If you don't agree to work for them, they're killing them. They're now trying to conscript U.S. citizens. That's in the news, Fox News, AP, all over Texas. They're conscripting the young school children now to rob and steal and extort and kidnap, and it's all exploding. Just all the wonderful fruits of globalism, all the wonderful fruits of New World Order, all the wonderful fruits of drug prohibition, all the wonderful fruits of getting rid of the Constitution and ushering in a bunch of high-tech criminals swaggering around on top of us, destroying our entire future. I've got to go, though. I've got to go wade around in the toxic red tide, and I'm going to go fill out some forms while I'm here to make sure the private Federal Reserve gets all the stupid tax money. So donate to us even more. Buy our books and videos, because we try to fly above the radar, in the radar, so they can't destroy us for whatever reason, and we're trying to expand this operation. And Aaron is just letting me rant here. Aaron, what do you think of this information?
Yeah, it sounds like you're deep in the trenches as usual, and I wish the public would listen too, but it's like you said, they wait for the headline.
Hey, you know, sir, there's a red tide out there. It's really dangerous. My eyes are burning. People can't breathe. I looked it up. It's a neurotoxin like cobra poison. It's in the air. There's fish dead everywhere. Get inside. And they just say, and then I went in the hotel and watched them running back in 5 minutes later, couldn't breathe. Look at this. He just paused it on the fish thing. What do you think of this phenomenon, this psychological phenomenon that when a fellow slave warns you, it's an attribute to not listen to them. But when some pot-bellied criminal like Janet the Troll Napolitano tells you something, you grovel in fear and hide under your bed at night from the evil Iranians. I mean, why do you think that is?
Yeah, because we've been dehumanized, Alex.
Exactly. We see a fellow human killed, and it's kind of fun, but then we see the Marines kill a puppy, and that can't be a real puppy. Arrest those Marines if it is. Execute them, you know, the media said, because we haven't been taught to hate a puppy. We've been taught to hate each other and not to have value in each other. We've got to start. That's what the telescreens in Walmart and other locations are, saying don't trust anyone but Janet Napolitano. Don't trust your neighbors. Terrorists are everywhere. Only government supports you because they are the terror shipping in the drugs. They are the criminals. They are the dog trainers trying to break our will, train us to stick their hands down our pants. I mean, imagine handing our kids over for the high priest of pot-bellied government to molest them. This is the ridiculous wages of the filth they spew down our throats.
Mm. Yeah, and they leave the borders wide open, but you have to be supplicated to their harassing questions 100 miles in, as you know.
They're doing there's helicopters attacking, fires, rocket attacks, reporters hanging dead from bridges, miles from where I'm at, bedlam, dead bodies everywhere. They have helicopter attacks a couple hundred yards from a football stadium with a game going. The cops won't even let their kids go to public school inside Texas now. But the cops keep quiet and send everybody else's kids because they need to pull the parents over as they drive them to school for money. I mean, it's gotten to just pure parasite world. And, of course, the cops pull over a nice-looking family. They're not scared of them. But they bow and literally grovel like a dog on their back, showing their belly to the loving Mexican cartels, their bosses.
Outrageous, Alex. Well, thanks for joining us.
I mean, I've had all these Mexican nationals come up to me because the wealthy and middle-class Mexicans are all running up here to get away from just the total shakedowns and crime down there. And they're like, it's coming here. Now it's happening here, Alex. You're so brave to speak out. How do you do it? Because once we all just roll over to these people, we lose. A nation of cowards will be ruled by a nation of wolves. And I'm not putting up with it anymore, Aaron. We've got to get crazed for liberty today.
Hey, I tell you this, too. I've seen those border checkpoints for years and years where they ask you how many people's in the car and if you're hiding people. I was down near the border a couple weeks ago, too. Now they do it at state parks right here in Austin. I mean, it's just everything has to expand.
In Austin, what happened?
Yeah, they asked if you're hiding someone in the car. Is this all that's in the car? Is anyone else hiding in here? Outrageous.
No, no. I mean, that's like when I flew to San Francisco to infiltrate the Bohemian Grove again and give that speech. You went with me, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it all becomes a blur. Yeah, you remember. I mean, it's like our plane's delayed. It gets in at like midnight. It's like 11:30. I'm there at the rental car place. And it's this little, 20-year-old blonde number. And I watch her with like 10 people in front of me going, where are you going? What you doing? Who are you visiting? And people are like, oh, I'm here to visit my mother, or I'm here to sell, painting supplies. Oh, really? What kind of paints? What company do you work for? And she's like putting it all in a database. And I get up to her and I go, you're a spy for the government. I said, I mean, who watches the government? I said, you're putting us through a behavioral thing. And I guess this rental car place is selling it. And I give her my address, which is the one on my driver's license. And she laughs at me and pulls up my real address. And she was on such a power trip. And I'm like, don't you get it, you stupid little hussy? This is all going to be used on you, this petty power you've been given, this whole secret police grid. And so now you go to city parks or state parks. Is anyone else in the vehicle? Like, we're all criminals randomly. And that's what this is about. Guilty until proven innocent. Random cops coming over to us while the government ships in the narcotics. What? Yeah. You tried to go to a park? Where did this happen?
Yeah. This was right here outside of Austin, McKinney Falls. And they demanded my zip code, too. I didn't give it to them, but they were databasing there as well.
Okay. I want you to go out there for a report tomorrow. I want you to get saddled up, and I want you to go over there with, the little nice Zoom camera. We got to buy another one of those, by the way. The one I have got rained on at the end, the Fed thing, and is now not working properly, causing us big problems down here. But I want you to go over there and show that. And I want you to pull up and have it running in your lap recording. When they start asking you, say, hey, what is this, the airport too?
Yeah.
Not only do you want my money, but now you want to ask, is anyone else hiding in the car? Is anyone else hiding in your room? It's a psychological thing that you're a criminal. You're bad. The state's good. It's the government. It loves you. It wants to ship narcotics in and sell them to your kids. It wants to stick its hands down your pants. It wants to boss you. It wants to break your will. I mean, everywhere these ninnying people are making me want to throw up.
Yeah. Petty power trips.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being treated like a slave. Folks, don't you get it? The order's gone out to break our will. So what did you say when they're like, is it someone else hiding in there? What did you, I'm trying to go to a stinking park over there.
Yeah.
I'm taking my kids there. Can't I go anywhere without being harassed by you control freak jackasses looking to run somebody's life?
Yeah, meanwhile, the pools and the waterfalls are covered in trash. They can't even keep it picked up. Yeah. I don't know what you do with these petty power tripping people.
Well, it flooded recently after the drought. That's why all the trash went in there, down into, what is that, Onion Creek?
Yeah.
That's one of the, that's a volcano cinder cone over there. Did you get to that part?
We were in the area, yeah.
Well, you'll know it. It looks like Planet of the Apes when you get in the right area. But see, you got to pass through a little gatekeeper. Hello. Here in Austin, you can't build on your own property. We're taking over. that toilet, that curly-cue light bulb, and that dishwasher that doesn't work? That's only the beginning of your home inspection, slave. Who else is in the vehicle? I mean, your little bitty truck that obviously can't hide anybody and doesn't even have tinted windows, I would say to him, so that's supposed to make me feel like I'm guilty and I've done something wrong? Why would you say something like that? Why would you treat me like that? Why do you think your bosses have told you to treat me like that? Tell me what happened when you went over there.
Yeah, well, when I first pulled up, they demand zip code. And I said, no, I'm not giving you
anywhere you go to buy anything now, zip code.
Yeah, it was just like that. And then
let's get ready to swipe some deal in the future for Herman Cain's new sales tax. Go ahead. What came next?
Yeah, and then the questions about, is anyone else hiding in the car so they can collect their little $5 to go in the park per person, per head? And, yeah, and once I was kind of, I was a little smart with them, didn't answer her questions, and then she started talking to me like I was literally a child, as I've seen repeatedly.
I would say, why are you talking to me like I'm a child?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's everywhere. It's corporations. They're there to make you feel like dirt. People got to stop putting up with it. I watch people sheepishly go through it now. And you just hand your baby. I've seen them take a baby and pull the diaper off, and some fat man's going, ah. I mean, this is America. Now, McKinney Falls, that's a city park, isn't it?
That's a state park, Alex.
God help us. This country's so blown. And you know who's going to be their army. This whole Occupy Wall Street, the leadership of it is just going to, if they take over, it's Bolshevik Revolution. They'll be in uniforms with their machine guns, just stomping our guts out, just reveling in it, because they won't build anything. They won't do anything. They're the children of burnout hippie yuppies. And they just love it. I mean, I've seen the cycle of this in every civilization, but thank God for the founders and the fact that they armed us against this scum. All right. Well, I said I'd just do 10 minutes because I'm in a hurry, but I guess I didn't, Aaron. What have I done, like 40 minutes here now?
Yeah, I think half an hour or so, but it's interesting, of course.
Well, I guess that's it for InfoWars Nightly News. Aaron, you want me to take everybody out for the show here?
Yep. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this edition, October 17th, 2011, Monday edition of InfoWars Nightly News. We are the resistance. You are the resistance. If you're hearing and seeing me right now, you are our only hope. Look in the mirror. Classical, hardcore, stinking tyranny is on us. It is attempting to break our will and totally complete our journey into abject slavery for your own life, for your children's life, for common decency. Realize resisting this scum is the only way to go, and supporting outlets that expose this scum is the only way to go. If you are not a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, please become one today and spread the word about InfoWars.com and the radio show and all we do. We are exponentially growing. Our growth curve is stratospheric. The problem is the globalists have seen this. They're trying to begin to curtail alternative media. We've got to hit escape velocity and get into orbit so we can continue to go after the globalists in the info war. That's my analogy for the evening. Help us, support us, spread the word about what we're doing, Twitter, Facebook, all of it, and purchase the books, DVDs, and more. Signing off for the InfoWars crew and Aaron Dykes, I'm Alex Jones. God bless you all.